bag. Mike! Two bandits. Watching. Bluey!
This episode is called Mini Bluey.
What up, party people, and welcome!
You can't do that when I drink water! Come on!
Episode 111.
One.
Two bandits watching Bluey.
That's us.
I'm your good pal, Greg Painter, and with me.
I see him. Yes.
He loves to pretend to hug wombats. And his name is...
Hello, I'm Mike Martin.
How's it going, buddy?
Good night.
I am great, man. I am good. Fantastic. I couldn't be happier to have one day of winter here in Syracuse and then have it go away really quickly. It's been a weird winter.
This has been the weirdest week. We went from 70 degrees on like Monday...
Fahrenheit.
...to about... Fahrenheit, yeah.
In kilometers, I don't know.
...to freezing.
Yes, it was about 20
about
degrees.
A foot of snow.
It was like a tornado came through. Our trampoline in the backyard was tossed on its side with our Adirondack chairs underneath it. I don't know. Either that or Miranda Santa came and just said, we don't get
you
presents.
You guys were naughty.
Santa wrote a
difficultly worded message and didn't give you a present. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so, but,
but we're not here to talk about any of that silliness because we're here.
Oh, Greg's so excited, folks.
To talk about Mini Bluey.
Uh-huh.
My dude.
Huh?
Could we go the whole Aussie method, their release order, which mirrors fairly close this year. This has been like, other than the first episode, everything's been kind of in order. I looked at our upcoming.
Yep.
Starting with this.
Yep.
We've got
Gauntlet
of just amazingness.
Oh yeah. Mini Bluey, Unicorns, Curry Quest.
Curry Quest.
Yes, sir. Ah, juicy.
Dude, but countdown to Curry Quest. Because I've got all the feels and then some despair.
The only
but again,
way to begin is by beginning.
And we begin.
We start at Mini Bluey.
By talking about what our friends at Wiki Bluey have to say about this one.
He went right for Mini Bluey, or wait, right for the Wiki Bluey, because this is a good one. So, folks, Greg, what's a Mini Bluey?
When Dad complains about how dissimilar Bluey and Bingo are, Bingo hatches a plan to make them more alike and happily introduces Mini Bluey.
Interesting. Read that again.
When Dad complains about how dissimilar Bluey and Bingo are, Bluey hatches a plan to make them more alike and happily introduces Mini Bluey.
Happily. Okay.
Wow, happily.
You're like a theater, like a movie theater.
It's what
trailer
I do.
Announcer.
It's why I make the big bucks on this podcast.
Epic. That's epic.
You don't make big bucks on this podcast.
I'm excited for your feels. I have extra feels that I have to make sure that I... That's a weird phrase, but I have extra feels that I have about this episode that I would like to continue to bring up, so...
Extra feels?
I do have bonus feels that I had about it, so... I had to double-check those and research them, because I feel like you have feels, and I have feels, and I'm excited to get into it. Where do we start?
So many feels. We start by singing about our toast.
Right, because...
Where is my toast?
A basic camera cut to the house. Nice and relaxing. Another day at the Healer household.
But we jump right into the differences. Why can't she be quiet like Bingo? Can't find Smurtle, the dirty turtle, Bluey. Where is it at?
We may have gotten that question wrong on trivia. Wait, did we get that right? I think we got that one right, actually.
I
we played
didn't
against
get it
the gals
right.
at Gotta Be Done. But to have the comfortable intro of Bluey and have Bluey sing over it, I'm going to say apologies to our friend that said we don't give Bluey enough credit. Because Bluey loses a couple points in this episode on me.
Whoa, just, really?
Well, right out of the gate, it's a relaxing morning. I'm making some brekkie.
Wow. I'm looking at the bars on your track. That was intensity right there, my dude.
She goes for it. And you can tell Ben, she's like, oh.
It's like it's going to be one of those days.
It's a morning like that, is it?
Can't find the book. Keep track of your things. Bingo puts them in a nice, neat pile. Is Bingo doing an audiobook over there or something? She's got a little headset, or is she just trying to block out Bluey from...
I think she's blocking out Bluey. I think she's got some jams on, maybe instrumental or something, because I can't read when I'm listening to music with lyrics in it. But I love it because you can see her eyes moving. Like, her pupils are moving as she's reading the book. Like, she's digesting.
Nice and calm.
Oh.
So...
Finished.
Is this... Because I'm curious on today.
Yes.
Because we're not going to school, but we badly had to find the library book. Mm-hmm. Is this a school book? School library, public library, why do we need to find it this very second?
I
Because we do know they go to the library when they're making promises. Are these the books from Promises?
I'm hoping it's an organization day in like finding the book, or otherwise the library will be mad at us. Our school that Finn goes to, I've made the mistake of forgetting it's library day and not putting his library book in with his backpack. And our school says, oh, you didn't bring the book back? You don't get to pick out a book.
Oh, our school doesn't do that. But they do send a nice, happy, friendly reminder with the amount that each book costs. Little Miss Olivia, at last check, has 5 overdue library books. She is all about that Junie B. Jones lifestyle right now. She's got all of them.
They will not let Finn take out another book unless he brings back the OG book. So he'll come back from library and he'll be like, Dad, I don't have a new book. And I feel like the biggest jerk in the world now because I didn't give him the book. I'm like, I'm sorry. So now we deal with a daily check of what's the special today? Is it gym? Is it PE? No. Is it the library? Yeah. Gotta find that book.
Do you able to keep track of their specials of the day? Because I'm always lost.
Well, you've got you're rocking double childs. So yep. I give you credit with that because
you have one.
Art, PE, library, PE, music. Bam. Whoo! I closed my eyes.
Look at you. Only for a moment, then the moment's gone.
That's okay.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Cheese and jam? Ooh. Or bananas and peanut butter?
Bananas and peanut butter.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Same.
What kind of cheese?
Cheese and jam doesn't feel like it rocks overly, although sometimes like a nice spicy mustard. Well, that's mustard's not jam, though.
No, not at all. If you're on like a wine tour, getting like jam with like a Gruyere cheese,
ooh,
if they put it on a crostini versus, I feel like you could sell it better by...
It just looks like a
American
bread
cheese and
Australian cheese. Oh, yeah. Got you there.
Is there Australian cheese versus
There's
American cheese?
Gotta be an Australian. They don't eat American cheese.
Back to the episode.
Oh, one second.
This is how we record the podcast on a Sunday.
Cheese in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. So Bluey.
Pure Daily's high melt burger cheese and its thin burger slices are two of the best available American cheeses in Australia. So they got themselves their Kraft singles out in Aussie, oi, good for them. Or not.
What? Like, what's the go-to? And it down in the other hemisphere.
I'm watching Bluey. What's your favorite cheese, Australia?
Thank you. Back to the episode of Mini Bluey, because we finally did it. The parents are super focused in the morning. They're both super focused. They want to find the book. They want to make brekkie. Let's do this. Not so much. Cheese and jam?
But how can you two come from the same parents and be completely different? I wonder this in my head on a daily basement? On a daily basis with my kiddos. Because they are very much... Even just this.
A and B.
Livy, some nights, was like, what do you want for dinner? A spoonful of peanut butter fruit and this and that. I was like, okay. Hey, Emily, want some peanut butter? No, I will never eat peanut butter in my life. It's disgusting. I'm allergic. No, you're not. If you just don't like it, there's a difference.
Is it a clear Bluey and Bingo situation where you know, like, Bluey looks like Bandit situation where you're like, oh, yep, that's my kid, and Bingo, is it just a mishmash and you don't
know? It's a happy little mismatch of both, but they're also can be super, a lot of ways are similar.
Mm-hmm.
They're great kiddos.
Of course.
I definitely want one of each of them. People. Definitely want one of each of them.
Yep.
But hot diggity, hey, do you want to do blank or blank? This is like, well, why did
One,
I ask?
Two.
Why did I ask? And I just say, we're doing
you
this.
Said, we're doing that.
Right, so I get
we're
all
having
those feels.
Cheese and jam.
No, we're having peanut butter and banana.
I will tell you this for free. Yes, I agree with you, sir.
Oh, we'll get there.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
Life would be easier if you're the same. So we're already hopping into some dangerous territory there.
No.
Because life wouldn't be easier if they were the same.
No.
It would be boring if we're all the same.
Of course. And I think Chili is fun because Chili, the episode of Chili in this episode, you don't want to follow her because it's boring as heck.
Where's that ding dang book?
Where's the book? And then she sits up and she looks and she says, why do you got to set him up like that? He did not set them up. He's just talking. And they say, oh, what if we were the same? Like it was an inspiration of childhood there. He did not do anything to set them up.
How high quality
yep.
do you think that chalk set is, that hair chalk.
Like, how much would you spend
that? Yeah, disappear for 5 minutes and can come back looking like a 100% different doggo. Because the kiddos have done hair chalk before on, like, Wacky Hair Day.
Really?
It's not that quality.
You've gotten hair chalk before?
I haven't, well, but the kiddos have. I don't have enough hair for it, my dude.
Why not? Well, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, we can't play this episode. It's called Mini Mike, and we can't transform into each other. But
oh, unless
go for it. I don't know. That's a bandit bet loss.
But it's actually impressive. Like they just
crushes it. Bluey does a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so, because she's transforming Bingo into Mini Bluey, and when they
like,
pop up,
oh, so cute. It's like, is it?
Yeah.
That's asking for trouble.
Hi. Bingo goes for it though. She's realizing at first, she's like, I'm gonna be Bluey. But she still wants to be Bingo.
She does, but she's yes anding hard. It's like, here's your cheese and champ. Ooh, good. I love it.
She's doing the chomping and her eyebrows get all awkwardly furrowed.
And Bandit's already done. He's like, it's gonna be a long day. Don't know where this is going, but I don't like it.
So to get into the episode of what we're about to experience, Bluey is meant to be frustrating and irritating in this episode.
Because this isn't Bluey. Mm-mm. Bluey is, like, right before, because Livy is on the biggest Bluey kick right now, just bouncing all over.
Sure.
And she just watched Circus.
Sure.
Where Bluey is head of state level awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's some Bluey skills.
Yep.
But she leads off with, here's the things that I do. I do like the cereal instead of cereal. What's that from? That's from something.
You're not cereal right now. That's a South Park thing.
That's a South Park thing?
I think it's the Al Gore.
Oh, that's right.
Global warming.
A super cereal.
Wow, I was able to pull that out.
Look at Sweet. You go. But like, man, throwing that out.
Oh, jeez.
I like to dance weird.
Uh-huh.
I also talk all the time, but just making noises from boop, 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 boop.
She's starting to, like, fuel my mindset of, like, Bluey, come on. Like, you're not, this isn't Bluey. This
exactly.
Not...
This is hyper. We woke up hyper. I don't know how, because we get some after-school crazy hyperness with kiddos. That feels like I woke up and I made myself a pot of coffee, drank it without mom and dad looking.
Her goal in this episode, it really is to irritate.
Yeah.
And it's, which is fine, because it's just, children can be that way. And it's fun and it's great, but she's instructing her little sister, this is how you can, I don't listen when they talk, because she even cuts off Chili when she goes into the room where it's like, oh, it doesn't matter, don't pick up. And she throws this thing and Bingo goes, whoop!
Well, we got that. We're not tidying our toys, leave them on the ground. Isn't it better tidied? Nope.
They had a super cool looking, there's a cool sunflower in the background. It's got like arms and like a smiling face and like sunglasses on. I thought it was really cool.
So we almost skipped over it.
It's okay.
One of my favorite lines.
There's a lot in this episode.
Awesome things. And just the way that the music pairs it when Bingo does it. The and then one. It's like, but louder. And then the music like, da, 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 da. It's just like Joff, always Joe Twist, always
kisses
perfection,
so good. Do homie doesn't he does high pitched noises a lot? Do you get a lot of singing in the house?
Oh, we definitely get some high pitches. We get some singing.
Okay, but not like
granted, a lot of it's for me. But you're talking about the kids, not me.
Yes. I kicked down the door.
More,
like...
more me than the kids, probably.
Okay, perfect. Good. Because high-pitched noises happen here and there, and that's a future part in this episode. But I didn't know if you had the full singing, thank you, Dad, for the breakfast! Like, I don't know how much I could handle with that.
I feel so bad for anybody who listens like Mike with the earphones in today. They've popped him out a few times now.
I put on a limiter. Don't worry. It's how I do the podcast. It doesn't hit the high.
We're back. Yes. We're back with Chili, though, now. If I see a bum, I like to give it a little good bum-de-dum-bum. Dude, she is going all out to be as frustrating. And Chili's running in endearing. She's laughing. She's like, okay with what's happening here.
Sure.
As long as she finds the book, she'll be good.
She's looking. Like, there's a fort made out of books. She's like, Schmertle has to be one of these books. Like, I'm almost there. It has to be there.
It's time to move on, though, outside. And we need some help with the clippings.
That's right.
Yes, Father.
Best line of the episode. Hey, Blueys. He's like, I'm doing stuff right now. Hey, Blueys, can you help me out with the grass clippings?
Sweet, throwing out the no, Bingo, don't help Dad with the wheelbarrow. Blueys, don't do that. I'll tell you that for free. My God, I love that line, and I don't know why. I say that all of the time.
That's why you and my wife are so much alike with certain things, because she busts that out once every 3 days. She's not like, she's like, that is my go-to Bandit line that I use. I'm like, of all things, you can't say biscuits.
No. I'll go to Bluey. Tell you that much for free is Bluey right there.
She's taking it from Dad, though. Because he says that in the beginning of the episode.
It's so much better if coming from Bluey's.
Of course it's better coming from Bluey. Because she's like, she is, and this is where it's interesting, is she does learn and she adapts things that makes her who she is from her parents. But in this episode, she's like, I'm going to be super obnoxious. Sorry, but she does, man. Oh,
but then she wants to see if Dad's serial about this. I do like a good callback to a thing she said 2 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. She's testing her boundaries here. She's like, how far can I go about this? He's like,
one of the best dad comebacks.
Full 90s dad, like, do you want to eat?
If you want cereal.
If you want food in your fridge, I mean, you don't have to have food in your fridge. Okay, he's cereal right now. Gotta have the cheese and jam.
But we make sure we're not gonna be loud when we're cleaning the clippings. We're gonna whinge and go slower. Why do we have to do this?
Bandit's eyes go from like, all right, I'm gonna keep using the hose, and his eyes just drop. He's like, oh, girls. And I think one of them hit a note, and he's just like, oh.
Double bingos.
And he says the thing. He's just like, wouldn't it be nice to have double bingos? And he says it there, because it's been alluding the whole time.
Can I order double bingos?
Yes.
Not putting a feel on it. Just sure. Like, what about some double bingos? Spray.
Easy.
Double
bingos.
He has bingos.
The answer in his hand. It's perfect. And he's just like, the heck with this. Psh, there. Problem solved.
Welcome
it out, y'all.
To the fray. Big bingo. Huh. Super helpful. Tidy up. Pretend I'm hugging a wombat.
Cut back to him really quick. There he goes, huh. Result. He was like, oh. I had an idea on a whim. And she's like, hugging a wombat. Oh, I love you, wombat.
The fact that Big Bingo finds the book in 0 seconds.
Dude.
She knew where it was.
Exactly. That she had a hiding spot for that book. And she's just, I don't know where it is. Oh, how unfortunate. 2 seconds. She's like, here you go. Schmirtle. What? What?
Maybe the worst line that Bandit has ever said.
Really?
In any episodes. Dumbo Bingo. I could get used to that.
Dude.
Ouch.
He said something earlier alluding to it. And it was 2 seconds ago that we talked about it. Where it's like, wouldn't it be nice to have two of them? And then he says it again, and Bluey has spent the entire day being a bit of a butt cheek. Aggressively.
Girl, to your kid saying, I wish there was zero you and two of your sister.
Sure.
Ouch. Double ouch, though, after she runs off. But seriously, how could this double bingo? Yeah, I know.
Right? Ouch. Ouch. It depends. Okay. It depends on the scenario, though. Hear me out. And this is where Bandit could have come in there very quickly and been Bandit, but how Bingo does it is phenomenal. Because Bluey feels like, oh, maybe I am the weird one and the obnoxious one. And then Bingo comes in and says, I can be weird. We'll get there. But pivot there and have the exact same scenario of wouldn't it be great having double Bluey in the episode movies?
Things
in movies, Bingo is a heck raiser. She's all over the place.
And much like you're saying, with having two, it's not just one's always crazy and the other's always chill. They're both crazy from some levels.
Their own balances. So everyone's got their peak and balances, and some people are like, I can be a little crazier at home. And Bingo doesn't know, so she's like, I can be crazier in public. And she's buck wild in movies. And Bluey's like, I'll help you, Dad. We'll figure it out. And it's because it's no one... Everyone's crazy every now and then.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
Some of us more than others.
Yeah, Greg, you need to tone it down, man. I need you to relax.
So I enjoy the very quick, poor Bluey, not knowing what bed to be sat in.
Sitting in the baby bee.
Sitting in the little bingo bed and saying, I don't know where to be.
Yeah. And of course, she's still young, too. So she's vulnerable. She's sad. She's sad. Like, she's like, I messed up. What do I nobody likes me. Even though... In my head, I don't know. We haven't done our full end of seasons, how the timeline works, but I am sure movies happened before this.
Oh, I feel like, yeah.
So I think she knows she can be the responsible one. She just feels vulnerable in this moment.
And Bingo can be annoying too, just in different ways. Where does a kid get dentures to just jam in their face? That is
love.
Nightmare fuel.
Amazing.
The tape, the dentures, the globe for some reason, which makes it extra creepy, but I don't know why.
Doesn't even say, hand me the globe. She's like, where's my sticky tape? Where are my dentures? She's like, don't worry, I can be weird. And then it doesn't even cut to her right away because Bandit's like, all right, cool. Grass clippings are done. Time to chill the beans, man. And he's got the newspaper.
And he says, just chill the beans.
And you see one newspaper, and then you get, I think Bingo has two career paths. One is botanist. Two is horror film creator. Like, what she created in that character in that moment, you're good, is nightmare fuel. Because when he flicks it, his look in his eye and the response is not like, oh, that's so scary. It's like, holy!
You're creepy. Get away from me, creepy child. Like, she's doing that like,
She's just carrying a globe for no reason.
That makes it scarier.
And then Chili's like, what's the issue? Oh! So good in that moment.
They have such a spacious walk-in pasta closet there. Which confirmed pasta closet as he's sitting in there eating a raw chunk of spaghetti.
I love that so much. It's been 20 minutes. He's got to eat, man.
But they want just one Bluey and one Bingo. So the answer is obvious.
Make them
flip-flop. Boop. Close enough.
Do you think... I don't know how that balance would work. I think Bluey has to be Bluey and Bingo has to be Bingo. I don't think it's possible to keep that.
I'm pretty sure based on the next episode, they don't roll with that forever. Go figure.
I can't wait.
My kids do this as well, though. They both have similar length and similar colored hair, and one of them is not blue and orange. So their trick with this is just, especially once they get to that point where they're, because they're close enough in age where if, timelines wind up, like, I can fit in your clothes, and you can fit in mine well enough, and they just swap clothes, like, oh, it's big Olivia. And little mini Emily.
Have they done that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
As recently as like last week.
I couldn't handle it. I wouldn't be able to figure that out. Oh, gosh.
Emily showed up and pulled a mini Olivia last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Did she change her mannerisms?
She did not. She pretty much said, I'm mini Olivia.
Boom.
And then might have thrown in a cheap ticket her sister, if I recall. But hey, things happen.
Oh, man.
Things like us taking a break.
I think that's
sponsors. Have to say, I was about to say about this episode, but just in general. Hey, Spencers, what's up? Hey, Mike.
Yeah, dude.
What was your favorite thing today?
I can't just not have it be the case. It was the exact experience with the newspaper and the terrified, just surprise horror that exists with Globe Bingo. He's like, "Whoa, you're freaking me out!" Like I sense genuine, like. That's too far, Bingo. You're making me feel weird. So that was my favorite.
It was a creeper moment. Again, yeah, does a child
jump get scare?
Dentures.
First jump scare.
Where?
Greg?
Yeah?
What was your favorite thing today, man?
I'll tell you that for free. Her delivery. Love the line. Love her being full Bluey. Just goofy. That's as calm as she seemed the entire episode. I'll tell you that much for free, Bingo.
Because
so funny, so cute.
She knows what she's doing. She knows she is trying to be a nuisance in the day. She knows that. Like, she knows how to hold back. And she's like, on a day like today, like, she can push the limits and see what she can get away with. And then when he's like, you want to eat food? She's like, oh, yeah, they're serious today. So I get that. Greg, then who's your favorite character today, man?
Second week in a row, don't tell me I don't like Bluey. My favorite character this week is Bluey. She's made her day trying to have a fun time with her sister. I think she's being a lot on purpose to help keep Bingo entertained, not really caring if she's annoying her parents.
Sure.
She's trying to be good big sister time. And what does she get from it? Heartbreak. Her parents basically saying, we wish you didn't exist and we had a second Bingo. Which is kind of harsh, especially only a matter of days after your mom covered up your picture with her little sister's picture after calling it perfect.
I mean, how great would it be to have two Bingos, though?
That would be pretty great. I know, right? But no, it's Bluey. It's Bluey for me, Mike. Hey, Mike, who's your favorite character?
My favorite character is Globe Bingo. She comes in and she says, don't worry, we're on the same page. We've got this and we can be weird together. I can be annoying. And she says, I just do it my own way. And then she comes in full force of Globe Bingo. Oh, man, she's pretty weird.
Tell me one other time that we've seen Globe Bingo in this entire series. Exactly. Well, you can't say your words. Not a visual medium. Head nods don't work, young fella.
I know. But if I could put tape on my nose right now and hold a globe in my hand, I would for you. Absolutely. She just, it's such an appreciation for her older sister saying, oh no, you want to see weird? Watch this. Hold my globe.
Yet. Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right. Ugh. Okay.
So then how do you rank this, the 100th? Something episode. I was going to say what it is. I know what it is.
Can't do
it. You like to say it. So you say it.
Hey, look at you.
How do you rank the sucker?
I rank this episode one really good hiding spot for Myrtle or Shmurtle, the dirty turtle. Because
three
wherever she hid
three times fast. Let's hear it.
What's that?
Three times fast.
Shmurtle, the dirty turtle. Shmurtle, the dirty turtle. Shmurtle, the dirty turtle. Woo! I kind of like my words, but that's okay. Because wherever she hid that book, she found it in 2 seconds, lickety split. I'll tell you that for free. Greg, if it's possible, can you rank episode 111, a great bowling term, of Bluey, Mini Bluey?
I rank this episode one Bluey and one Bingo as it should be.
Oh, aren't you? Oh,
that's the way I am.
We're adorable. You're adorable.
Thank you all for your lovely patronage.
Yes.
Plug o'clock.
Is that what time it is? Jeez, I didn't even check.
Do you want some fancy merch?
I do.
Do you want to get back on our Patreon, which is soon to be back up and running?
I do.
Do you want to see all our different social medias?
I guess so.
Do you want some t-shirts? Do you want to request a cameo? It's been a minute since we've done a cameo.
Oh, I would cameo all day.
Why don't you go to linktr.ee/watchingbluey. All that fine stuff.
Listen to him.
Got a thought, got a feel, got a question, got a comment? WatchingBluey@gmail.com. Love when people send us stuff.
Let's do our search here. Let's see if we have any reviews or comments across the board. Why not?
Any reviews or comments from our friends, our good friends at Apple Podcast? You hop on your fancy little thing. I'll hop on my fancy little thing, and we'll find the answer to
Spotify. Let's see if we got any.
Ooh, Q&A's. We do have a new
one
here. I'm not sure if one of this was done before, but I'm going to say it again. First one from our pal, the Joke Master.
Ooh.
This is my number one favorite podcast.
Oh.
I give it unlimited stars.
Ooh. Well, then we don't need any more reviews. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you greatly for the amount of work.
No, more reviews.
Okay.
And the second one from Free the Super Stepper, Cow. Boy, hat.
Oh, this is a cowabunga.
That'd also be good. And what do you have over in your happy little corner of the world?
I've got herself, Majora's Descent, still saying what's up. And I also have Gigi saying, I am from Australia and I love Bluey so much. Smiley faces. I can't count them all, but I think there's
so
more than 24
smiley faces
of them.
What gives me so many smile faces?
What's that?
When people send us something at P.O. Box 2372. Syracuse, New York.
That's where we are.
13220. Let me say that one more time because I said it way too slow. Yeah. P.O. Box 2372, Syracuse, New York. 13220. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, bud.
They sent me that email again saying, do you want to cancel? And I said no.
He said
so.
Day.
We're sticking around.
We will open
at least June.
We will open it on air.
Send us something cool. We'll give you a shout out. We'll send you some stickers back.
Always
forever.
Because
that's the kind of guys we are this week.
Can't help it. It's just kind of, why should I care?
And lastly,
that's
last week. And most importantly, I've asked a couple times, I'm like, where the heck does a kid find dentures for a toy? They find them from Brisbane's Dental and Denture Clinic in Acacia Ridge, Australia.
So yep, of course they do.
At Brisbane Dental and Denture Clinic, situated in Acacia Ridge, can't wait for somebody to tell me I pronounced that wrong.
Oh, man.
We provide a full spectrum of dental services. Whether you need a routine checkup, cleaning, crowns, veneers, or dental implants, our skilled team is dedicated to delivering exceptional care takes pride in serving our community with cost-efficient
dental
folks
solutions.
Like, you could truly hire Greg for voiceover for your advertisements, and we would gladly do that. So you know what? If we can't make it on Bluey, at least let us be your ad guys for
Briz Dental Clinic.
That's right.
.com.au.
The one and only.
One day, here's my goal.
Yeah.
Well, goal, obviously, to get our happy little faces or voices on an episode of Blue. My other goal is to have one of these advertisers put on their website as heard about on Two Bandits Watching Bluey. That's my goal, my dude.
There you go. You know
it's
what?
It's going to happen.
Do you think you could eat raw spaghetti with those dentures?
With the dentures?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
From that place, I think you could.
I think you could.
I could.
Know why I think I could?
I don't know. You tell me.
Because it's got to be done.
It's got to be done, folks, of course.